Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 134 here with Ryland.
As always.
Yeah.
So, before this episode starts, like always, join the Discord. I said it. You guys don't do it. But I'll still say it anyways. Really no point in me saying it if you guys don't do it, but you know what? I'll still do it.
We should just delete the Discord. Might as well.
Discord, what's
up? Nobody talks in it. Nobody joins it.
Yeah, so I don't get why we even have
the Discord.
I don't know. It's not like we're talking on it right now.
The only thing it's good for, apparently. Recording.
Yeah. Apparently. The audio is crisp, so.
Yeah, it is nice audio. Nice.
But all right. We can go and get something.
Yeah, Metroid Prime 4 reiterates 2025 release.
See, I thought you would like this.
Oh yeah, you know, I like Metroid Prime.
So I got here, fans holding out hope for any news about Metroid Prime 4 may have reasons to celebrate. You know, Nintendo has added the title to the official Metroid homepage, which notes that the players will be able to embark on a new mission coming to Nintendo Switch in 2025. That's what I thought. I was thinking Metroid Prime 4 was going to be the release date, like, game for the Switch.
Oh, the Switch 2, like the launch title?
Switch 2, yeah, the launch title.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
And they basically,
still could be.
Because how it's saying coming in 2025, the Switch 2 is coming in
2025.
It's 25, yeah. So if you think about it,
I think it'll be like Breath of the Wild was. It'll release on both consoles, but it'll be a launch title for the Switch too. Like Breath of the Wild was a launch title for the Switch, but it also released on the Wii U. It'll be the same thing, I think.
Yeah, but that'd be awesome, honestly.
Oh yeah, I'll play it.
But I got here, the change to Metroid's website was first spotted on Reddit by a user by the name of Vancisteth. Pretty weird. It's also sparked in a speculation that, you know, more news may come soon. It's likely to be one of the last AAA games of the Switch, since, you know, Nintendo's still unannounced. Switch successor might also arrive in 2025. Might also, it's basically confirmed. So
it will. It's not a
might. It's a
just win.
Yeah, just when. We don't know when. But Nintendo has confirmed that the Switch 2 will be backwards compatible with Switch games. We literally talked about that last episode, so...
Yeah. A lot of people thought it would be only backwards compatible with digital only, which I think is dumb. I think the cartridges will play in the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have a cartridge slot, because they're not going all digital yet.
Yeah. It better not. They should... I feel like Nintendo's...
They've already said that they're not going all digital.
Yeah.
At least not anytime soon.
Yeah. But, you know, the Metro games follow Bounty Hunter, Samus Aran on her adventures across the galaxies of Metroid Prime. Was the series, it was initial... first-person shooter in 2022 on the GameCube. A remastered version of Metroid Prime was released last year, but
good game.
Ashton streamed it a little
bit. Did stream it. I was pretty successful with it. I got a lot of followers and crap. Streamed it, and I lost time because I work all the time and have like five podcasts.
Yeah. Or, yeah, making the sports one didn't really
help
add to that. So, they're longer episodes.
Holy crap! I thought they would be short. That's the point. Only having two topics, but daggone, the sports ones as long as
we don't shut up.
I don't get it.
I don't either. But the most recent game in the series was Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, which arrived on the Wii. Which was in 2007, before I was born.
Yeah.
Nintendo finally announced that Metroid Prime 4 10 years later at the E3 2017. However, you know, 2 years later, Nintendo revealed that the game was completely, like, being redeveloped by Retro Studio, the developer behind the Metroid Prime trilogy. It was another 5 years before Nintendo debuted the game's first teaser trailer and confirmed that it, you know, would be called Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. So it's been held back a lot.
Basically, like, Buzz Lightyear's in the game. Beyond. Infinity and Beyond.
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear. He's going to have a little cameo. He's going to be like, you can play as Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. It makes sense. You're in space.
Yeah. You're in space.
Buzz Lightyear's in space.
Yeah, and Buzz Lightyear fights aliens. And you know who else fights aliens?
James. Makes sense that they're partners.
The main character is going to be Buzz Lightyear. And the new Metroid. Just to let you guys know.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
It does make sense. So, it says here. Where was that? I lost after talking about Buzz. So story details about the sequel remains exclusive, and, you know, but we have to re-examine everything that happened in Metroid Prime game so far. We'll have to wait next year and see what awaits Buzz Lightyear in his next adventure. So, not Samus and her next story or adventure, it's Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, so, yeah, new character, Buzz Lightyear, in the new upcoming, you know, Metroid.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Move on. The Asus ROG Ally gaming handheld is only $350 for Black Friday.
Yeah, I spent about $600 on it, like, 2 months ago.
I bought mine $700 new back when it launched.
It was more expensive whenever it first came out. Then I got my case looks fully blue, but you know it's not.
Yeah.
But, Asus ROG Ally is only $350. Pretty cool. So, the Asus ROG Ally with the AMD Ryzen Z1 chip is discounted to $350, which was $500 at Target for Black Friday 2024. This matches the lowest price ever for the game in handheld PC. So the regular Z1 chip at Target is $350, and the Z1 chip Extreme at Best Buy is $500.
You're better off getting the Z1 Extreme.
Yeah, it's better.
Like, yeah, I know you'll save $150 if you get the regular, but the performance between the Z1 and the Z1 Extreme is a big difference. So just get the Z1 Extreme if you have extra cash laying around.
Yeah. But for like Best Buy members, it's $450.
Yeah, which is a good deal. So, it's like I paid $700 new for mine with the Z1 Extreme when it first launched. Yeah. So $500 for that's a good deal. And that's because the Frog Ally X is out, so they're able to make it cheaper.
Yeah, which is good. I want to get the Rogue Ally X eventually. I just don't know when. I don't know when I'm going to get it. Probably sometime next year. But
you want to get it or a new PC first?
Probably a new PC first, because I already have my original Rogue Ally. And plus, I might be able to stream with a new PC, because I tried streaming the other day, and it was just like glitchy, like
Wi-Fi.
It wasn't the Wi-Fi. It was just like overall, like the stream. Like I fixed settings for like I searched up like stuff like with
was
bad
your
Wi-Fi.
Ally you streamed?
No, it was on my actual.
And so your desktop. Ally might do better streaming than your PC. I've streamed for my Ally.
Yeah, but yeah, the Z1 is for $500 right now, and it was $650. You can get it if you have the My Best Buy Plus membership for $450, which is good. So you get another $50 off, so that's cool. But the base Rogue Ally model comes with a sharp 1080p screen, an AMD Ryzen Z1 processor, 16 gigabytes of RAM, an internal of 512 gigabyte NVMe SSD, and if that's not enough space, you can always use a micro SD card for a quick and cheap storage upgrade, which I actually might get me a micro SD gift card when we get paid again.
I mean, they're cheap for what they are.
Yeah, I know why my Black Ops 6, why my Ally didn't have enough storage. For some reason, GTA was downloaded on my Ally, even though I'd never downloaded GTA on my Ally.
That's weird.
Yeah, so it was taking up a whole bunch of space, so. Yeah, it does make sense. But,
I think you're better off getting a bigger SD card.
What?
You're better off getting, like, a bigger micro SD card if you're going to get one, though. So, yeah, like, at least. I mean, they have up to a terabyte now.
I know, for my Switch, I got like 131, because, I didn't need much. I only needed to get 2K.
I'd probably save up for just a terabyte micro SD card.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Actually, they have a terabyte and a half now.
Wow.
The terabyte is a lot cheaper than a terabyte and a half.
Yeah, but, terabyte's easily enough.
Yeah, you already have 500 in the Ally base storage plus another terabyte that gets you a couple more games.
Maybe. But you can upgrade the internal SSD with the WD Black SN770M 1TB or 2TB drive, which is on sale at Best Buy too if you want to upgrade your SSD. Without spending over $100, the Corsair MP, like my part?
Yeah.
So, MP600 Core Mini 1TB SSD is only $70 at Amazon right now. So, you can get a very cheap, SSD card for 1TB SSD card for $70 right now. So, that's a good offer. I mean, if you guys need a SSD card for your chips, for your Ally.
Yeah.
But the Rogue Ally offers...
Is it the 2230?
Impressive.
That should be. Is it 22?
It doesn't.
22
it doesn't say, actually.
Without the
it doesn't say.
It should be a 20.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. But the Rogue Ally offers impressive performance for, you know, the price. It's not going to play graphically demanding games at a high setting. But, you know, it can play many AAA titles in 1080p resolution and at least 30 frames per second. So that's really all you need. Like,
definitely.
Like, the Rogue Ally is good. Like, it's powerful, especially for how small it is. You wouldn't expect it to be powerful like that. I mean,
more powerful than desktop.
It was until I reset it. Then everything, it's better.
Still won't run.
Still loud as crap. And still won't run 2K, because my PC's wash. It doesn't have enough RAM. But, you know, it's a great little machine for older AAA titles and indie games that feels right at home on handhelds. It's worth noting that the Windows can be cumbersome on gaming handheld, so, you know, unless you pair it with a traditional mouse and keyboard, we recommend you, you know, also get a 65-watt charging dock. So, I have a charging dock, but I don't know what that is exactly.
I think
it was 65.
I think yours is.
But, you know, which has ports for USB-C, USB 2.0, and HDMI 2.0. Asus has, you know, a app called Armory Crate that gives you more traditional console-like interface for gaming, which is quite helpful if you have things squared away on the Windows side. So, yeah, you got Armory Crate. There's four buttons, like, say if you're holding the traditional controller, if you guys don't know what the Rogue Ally looks like, you know how, like, the start and, you know, menu button or whatever? Just, there's four. So, it's under the, like, menu button, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't use Armory Crate, though, but it pops up every time you start the...
Yeah, every time you...
Ally.
But you could turn that off and stuff. I use it sometimes to launch games, or I used to, but
now
I just go to wherever I have the game, whether it's Steam or Xbox or whatever. I don't really put them on the desktop because it just clutters up the desktop where it's a handheld, like they're smaller.
Yeah, it's not small. Like whenever I had my stuff like on a monitor, like it was in those two rows, and then
it's all bunched up on the screen.
Yeah, it's all bunched up, like. It's kind of weird how that works. But, the Z1 Extreme chip has two additional CPU cores, has a better GPU, which can make a difference for newer, more graphically demanding games. The Z1 Extreme chip also used the newest addition to the Asus handheld PC family, you know, the Rogue Ally X. So the Z1 chip's also used in it. The Rogue Ally X offers more substantial performance for these premium features, but it will cost you $800. Which it makes sense because, you know, it has more stuff in it and everything.
Yeah.
So. But also, if you're interested in Rogue Ally, it's worth noting that Asus is releasing a $900 edition with 2 terabytes of SSD on December 9th. So that's soon enough, so. You guys want a 2 terabyte and worth of storage for your Rogue Ally X? You know, December 9th. But that's all I have. It's a lot, but.
All right. Moving on to our last topic. PS Plus is losing 16 games on December 17th.
Yeah, it's a lot of games.
A garbage service.
Yeah, basically. But at least 16 games are leaving PlayStation Plus in December 2024. The extra and premium tiers of the PlayStation Plus feature, you know, a rotating selection of games. That means, you know, the new games added to tiers on a regular basis, but it also means that the games are removed from extra and premium just as often as every month. The, you know, extra and premium tiers add games, obviously. But games are removed and new games are added. In fact, a batch of new games were just added to PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium off the heels of a slew of titles, you know, getting the axe. The time, you know, the next time PlayStation Plus subscribers have to worry about games leaving Extra Premium is on December 6th or 17th. So, the PlayStation Plus last chance to play section, as spotted by Push Square, has listed 16 games for removal. So I'm gonna go ahead and list those games. So we got Dead Island Definitive Edition, Dead Island Riptide Definitive Edition, Evil Genius 2, World Domination Gigabash, Grime Judgment, Mega Man 11. Oh, Mega Man.
Good game.
Mega Man Legacy Collection. Mega Man Legacy Collection 2. They said, we're getting rid of every Mega Man. Probably still some. But, Metal Hellsinger. We got Moon Scars. Produce. The crap. Solstice. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. We got Tiny Kun and Vampire the Masquerade, Tatteries of New York. Those are all the games that's listed. I haven't heard of like any of those besides Mega Man.
Yeah, I haven't. And maybe either. Dead Island. Yeah.
Yeah, besides that, I haven't heard of any of those.
Me either.
Yeah, just Mega Man, Dead Island. So there's a bunch of no-name
games.
Yeah.
But still, you won't be able to play them anymore.
Yeah, if you are a fan. If you are a fan, you know, you best get them now.
Yeah.
But the good news is that there's nothing quite on a level of Red Dead Redemption 2 leaving PlayStation Plus. This time around. But, you know, the bad news is that there are still some notable games on the way out. PlayStation Plus subscribers would definitely want to prioritize and playing these before December 17th. If any any of these titles catch your eye or interest or whatever, you can get them. So, yeah, that's all I have. Yeah. It's literally not much at all. But, yeah, those are all the games that are leaving on the 17th of December. So, play them while you can.
Yeah. Alright. Guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Well, probably listening because I don't post video because I'm lazy. But, listening to us.
Yeah, dude.
And then, follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast, Discord, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, pretty much all of them now.
Yep.
Our merch on the public. Rylan, do you have anything else?
Nope, just buy our merch. Give us money.
Yeah.
And money. Plus, it's really good merch. Like,
it's good quality, man. And cheap. Like, for merch, it's pretty good price. Like, it's the cheapest place we could find it. Like, we tried to find cheap merch for you guys. Like, cheap price, yeah, but good quality, and TeePublic's that. You know, it's cheap for the quality that you get.
Yeah.
Because the print is really nice, and the shirts are really soft and really good quality as well.
The shirt's really soft. Like, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's all I have. Just, you know, follow our socials. Get merch if you want to. Join our Discord. Like always, you know, I say it.
Listen to our sports podcast.
Listen to our sports podcast. We're recording episode 9 after this. So, yeah. Go ahead and obviously listen to that.
Talking about Russell Westbrook, if you're into that.
Yeah, because you just broke a new record. Surprisingly. Yeah.
That pen.
But, yeah, that's all.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.